Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're starting the show today by talking with you about a new book written by Jerry Apps. It's always fun to talk with Jerry. And this time we'll get to talk about fishing with him because his new book is all about fishing in within his family. One of the great fishermen I know is Jill Nadeau.
Winner that of is many, a lie, Larry.
She's won many fishing tournaments. She's got a 15-pound largemouth bass hung up on her wall.
And it plays down to the going down to the river.
And so she's the perfect person to have with me for our spring member drive. And, you know, we're here to ask you to invest a couple of minutes of time to support your WPR listening.
That's right, because listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs that you count on. And that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
Yeah, they're really important. It's a very important time to make sure the funding is in place for the news and the information you rely on from WPR, and your gift funds the Larry Mueller Show as well as all the other programs you value. So please give now. Go to WPR.org and make your contribution or phone 888-202-2552.
If I really thought about, you know, you say public radio all the time, but what does public radio mean? Well, public radio means that this is listener supported radio.
Yeah, and we appreciate certainly all of our funding streams, but listener support is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. So your contribution, any amount really matters at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we are especially talking to you this drive. We have other ways of contacting our existing members, but the best way you have to contact I'm sorry, I read that wrong. But the best way we have to contact you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
And maybe you've been listening for weeks or months or years and haven't donated for a while. Today might be the day you become a WPR member. You'll feel great when you support the station you rely on, and the WPR programs will benefit, certainly, from your contribution. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our spring member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It certainly does. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You can easily spend $20 going out for drinks or dinner, and maybe even every single weekend. In the greater scheme of things, $20 isn't a big expense, especially if it's just once a month.
And that's why we ask you maybe to give $20 a month for your WPR listening. On its own, $20 might not feel like much, but when you give it monthly, it really adds up to the programs that keep you informed and inspired every day. So make that gift right now, $20 a month, or choose an amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can add the latest WPR t-shirt to your wardrobe. It's soft, it's stylish, and everyone will know that you're a WPR listener. Ask for yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you might consider becoming a sustaining member. It's really easy. You can set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Jay in East Troy says, I listen every day. It is important to support WPR.
I hope you'll support us with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. We are going to turn our attention to Jerry Apps. If you like to fish, you have to spend a lot of time out there casting, maybe reeling the fish in, maybe having some wild adventures along the way. And Jerry Apps has had a few of those wild adventures. And some great ones, and has written about them. He's actually, speaking of writing, he's written more than 50 books about rural life in Wisconsin. His newest book, though, is entitled Lunkers, Keepers, and the Ones That Got Away, Fish Tales from Four Generations of Anglers. And he shares his love in the book of fishing. He inherited it from his dad, probably, and he shares a lot of stories, his own stories, as well as stories from his siblings, from his children and grandchildren. So as we talk with Jerry, I hope you'll join in. You love to fish? What? How did that happen for you? Join the conversation. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jerry, thank you for joining us once again.
I'm very happy to be here, Larry.
I tell you what, this last weekend was the general season opener of the fishing season here in Wisconsin. And I know you write in your book that, and I agree with you, you said that fishing, the opening day, is almost like Christmas.
Indeed. In fact, you didn't want to plan anything. You didn't want to plan a wedding. You didn't want to have a funeral. No gathering of people would come together if it was opening day of fishing season. It was a celebration. I don't know if to this day, it probably still is, but it surely was when I was a kid and for many years after. Opening day of fishing was a day to celebrate.
I agree with you very, very much. You know, you've write so well in this book about your experiences. And I was trying to think back. You have talked about fishing at least in one other book, if I'm not mistaken. Never Curse the Rain, I think, was the book, where you talk about fishing trips with some fishing trips and canoe trips that you took, but what made you want to put this all together into one book that just zeroed in on fishing?
Well, it's like so many of my other books. It's when somebody saying to me, Jerry, when are you going to write a book about fishing? And my answer would be, why? But they would say, well, you know, I'll bet you have a lot of stories about fishing. I said, well, yes, I do. In fact, I would be more than happy to share some with you right now. I would say, oh, no. And so that was the genesis of the book. And I must say, I had just a fun time putting it together. You got a minute? I'll just tell one little story to show you the importance of the opening day. My wife and I were married for 63 years. She passed away this past December. But when we were about to be married, 63 years ago, and we were to appear at the pastor's house. This is in Wautoma, where Ruth was working at the time. We were to appear at the pastor's house on Saturday morning and receive marriage instruction. So I knock on the door, and this the pastor's wife answers the door, and she says, oh my gosh, I'll bet you're here for marriage counseling. And I said, well, yes. she says, you know, it's opening day of fishing season, and the pastor's gone fishing. And so my wife and I spent 63 years without marriage counseling, all because of the first opening day of fishing season.
Oh, man, I love that story, Jerry.
Well, it's so true. And the pastor's wife was so embarrassed. And when I saw the pastor next time, I said, how'd you do? You wish I did pretty well.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you write about, you know, some of your earliest memories. One that struck me was fishing with the hired man. You had a hired man, and he had a Model T that was kind of like a convertible, I guess.
Well, let me tell that story, because that is indeed one of the early adventures. I was, I don't know, an adventure is the right word. I was probably, I don't know how old I was. This would have been in the early days of World War II. And I wasn't big enough yet to help with a lot of the heavy work on the farm. So my dad always hired a hired man for the summer. And he lived with us and helped with the chores and the heavy work. And when the chores were done in the afternoon, the milking was done, and the cows were let out to pasture. I'm trying to think of his first name. But anyway, he said, you know, boys, my twin brothers, 3.5 years younger than I, what do you say we go fishing tonight? Well, we never had to say that twice. We said, well, yes, by all means, let's go fishing. So we found our fish poles, which were 16 feet long cane poles tucked under the eaves of the corn crib. And we went with the 6-9 fork back of the hen house, and we dug angle worms, as we called them in those days. And we jumped into this old Model T touring car, which today we would call a convertible. You could let the top down. And, of course, the road past our farm was a dusty dirt road. And so we were going, and the Model Ts were 4-cylinders. So they chug, chug, chug down the road at top speed, maybe 25 miles an hour. And we go to Chino Lake, which is just about 1.5 miles from our place, just beyond the school. And we get to the lake. And what happens now? Well, the hired man says, we're going to fish from shore. Well, yeah, we're going to fish from shore. There isn't any boat around. So he said, I tell you what, we'll back the Model T into the lake, and you can fish off the back of it. So here we are, three little boys and a hired man, and the Model T Ford is, well, it's half sunk in the lake. And here we're fishing. And I don't remember if we caught any fish, but I thought that was the most interesting thing in the world. And then, of course, we're listening to the bullfrogs, and all the kinds of sounds of nature. I thought, well, that is really pretty neat. But then it gets dark. Henry was his name. And Henry says, you know what? We're going to have to get this Model T out of the pond. How are we going to do that? Well, you little guys, you get in the back. And said, one of you little guys can steer, and I'll get in the back with the rest of you, and we'll push this thing out of the lake. And so we put our shoulders to this old Model T and pushed it out of the lake and chugged all the way home. And my brothers and I have never forgotten how wonderful it was when Henry Lackell would say, hey, boys, what do you say we go fishing tonight?
One of the many stories that Jerry Apps tells in his new book, Lunkers, Keepers, and the Ones That Got Away, subtitles Fish Tales from 4 Generations of Anglers. Oh, man, that's a great story, isn't it, Jill?
It almost makes me want to go fishing. Almost, but not quite.
great. Jerry is such a wonderful storyteller.
He is. Oh, my gosh.
And it's really great to have him on during our spring member drive. And, you know, we're looking for your help here. It's the largest source of funding comes from folks like you. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or phone 888 202-2552.
And your gift during this spring member drive is so important because it directly supports your daily listening, the trustworthy reporting and thought-provoking conversations that you come here to, that are available here, and that's because of you. So choose an amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I was so looking forward to this conversation with Jerry. You know, between the two of us, we have about 150 years of fishing. I've got all these stories, and as I read his book, it just reminded me of so many experiences that I've had over the years. Certainly has enriched my life to read it. And as I think this is something's kind of unique to public radio, the stories, we're listener-supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. And that means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, any amount that you choose continues month after month, year after year. Get started now. It'll feel great at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Do you have a WPR t-shirt collection? Or do you see others wearing a WPR t-shirt and wish you had one? Either way, you'll want our 2025 t-shirt, available now. This shirt features Wisconsin's beloved symbols.
A badger.
A muskie.
A robin.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, of course. Ask for your t-shirt when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during our spring drive helps make this show and many other shows possible. And your gift might be $10 a month, could be $20. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
That's right. And Larry, I was just thinking, you know, we all know that you've got about, well, pretty much every T-shirt ever
made. I am the
king
of T-shirts.
I think you should do like a display in our lobby so everybody can come and see your wonderful display of T-shirts.
Some of them don't look so good anymore.
I wonder
Some
why.
Of them look like they've shrunk, too. They're smaller.
Isn't that interesting?
Now,
if you're thinking, I can't donate enough to make a difference, well, think again. You can give $10 a month and provide quality journalism or thought-provoking conversations or a really fun, entertaining hour like we're going to have here for yourself and for your entire community.
Your gift makes a difference. Give now $10 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount and very important to us. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And, of course, we have that wonderful new comfy T-shirt that says WPR on it. It's really nice looking. It's a little bit brighter and happier than the ones we've had in the past. It's been kind of subdued with the dark colors. This one has got, the background is like a beigey champagne color. It's got purple and orange and all these wonderful Wisconsin items, I guess we can say.
Well, you know, the state flower, the state fish, the cow.
The cow, the state cow.
and I've forgotten all the others.
Well, the violet, of course.
Oh, the violet, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we got that kind of violet.
There's a violet in it, and there's an orange in it.
It's
just bright and happy. And if you would like to get yours, just ask for it when you give $20 a month or more, of course, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I've already walked down the aisle.
Haven't you walked down the aisle enough, Larry?
Well, is it the hallway is probably the better way to put
okay.
it. The hallway and made my contribution, so I'm getting one for sure. I didn't want to miss out on that. So you can't walk down our hallway, but you can get on the phone and make your contribution. Or, you know, go to WPR.org. It's probably the easiest way. Or phone 888-202-2552, make that $20 a month contribution, and we'll send you one.
That's right. And just like Robin in Waukesha says, I really enjoy the discussion topics.
Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Talking today with Jerry Apps about his latest book, the title Lunkers Keepers and the One and Ones That Got Away, Fish Tales from Four Generations of Anglers. Questions, comments, experience, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email to talk at WPR.org. You know, Jerry, I started with a cane pole, too. There was a little creek that ran by our farm, Door Creek, and we'd fish with cane poles and pull bullheads mostly out of the water. And that's something you did.
Well, we have, I still have a farm a couple of miles from where I grew up, which we acquired in 1966. And on our farm, there's a pond of about, I don't know, 2-3 acres. And in that pond are bullheads of various sizes, but mostly small. and it is there where I introduced my kids first, and then later my grandkids, to the whole idea of fishing. And it is nothing that's more wonderful in my memory than to see. I have a picture in the book of my wife Ruth and my daughter Susan fishing at our pond with little poles, and Susie is watching her bobber, and she's probably 3 years old, 4 years old, something like that. And it's just a wonderful picture that says to me, hey, there's more to this world than running around and doing all the stuff that we do. Sometimes we have to stop and do something like sitting by a pond with one of our kids or grandkids and fish and listen to the sounds of nature and smell the smells of nature. It's one of the best ways that I know, there are some others, to introduce my children and my grandchildren to nature and an appreciation for the environment. And that threads all through my book. I asked my grandkids. I interviewed each one of them. I've five of them. We have some great-grandkids, too. And I asked them, what was the meaning for you of fishing? Because I knew they didn't each catch a lot of fish, although I have pictures in the book about each one of them with a fish of some kind or another. And there's one word that came up again and again and again. Grandpa, you taught me the power of patience. Yeah. And that surprised me, Larry, because patience seems to be the last word that my grandkids would want to talk about. And yet they said, you taught us the value of patience.
Yeah.
And every one of them did that without me prompting them. It's amazing.
One of the things I learned fishing with Carol Lee and Diane, my first two kids, was that if you go fishing with them, you have to realize that you yourself are not going to be doing a lot of fishing.
Why is that, Larry?
You are untangling lines. You are taking, helping get fish off the hook. You are putting baits on the hook. You are settling disagreements about where somebody's cork landed versus the other cork.
That's absolutely right. I must tell a little story about when my son Jeff and Steve, a year older than Jeff, We were fishing in a pond near Partyville, Wisconsin. And I had purchased for each of the boys a little short plastic rod, and maybe 3 feet long, had a little reel on it, had a little some string on it. And I'm showing them, the two boys, how to cast. It's the first time they were fishing. How to cast their little line out into the pond. And Steve is doing that pretty well. And Jeff, he's catching on to. And I, as you correctly pointed out, I made sure they were far enough apart, the two of them, that they didn't tangle up with each other. But now here's where something interesting happens. Steve is very patiently watching his bobber. Jeff is watching his bobber. He reels it in, throws it out again, washes it for the well, reels it in, throws it out again. And then he says, Daddy, there are no fish here. He threw his rod in the pond. Can you imagine? He's about 3 years old. He throws a rod in the pond. And he comes storming back. We were camping there. He comes storming back to me and he says, Daddy, this fishing is not for me.
Oh, that's a great story. Then you had to kind of fish the rod out of the water.
Exactly. I had to go find the rod.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you did a lot of fishing with your dad. I can remember a story about a guy fishing with his dad, and his dad took a cane pole. They were in a boat, and he had his brand-new spinning outfit, and he was not about to use a cane pole. But the dad took an extra one along, and they got out there, and he suddenly realized that his dad could take the cane pole and drop it over. They were in a weed patch, and so he could set the line down right in a spot between a couple of lily pads where he could not do it. And pretty soon he was back to, he said, can I borrow that other cane pole?
That's very good. You know, Larry, just change the subject just a little bit.
Yeah.
We did a lot of ice fishing.
Yes.
When I was a kid. In fact, when school was out for Christmas vacation, we went ice fishing every day, and we literally lived, this was during the World War II, just before and the Depression, just before that, and we literally lived on fish that we had caught in Mount Morris Lake. And ice fishing took a lot of effort. It's nothing like fishing from a boat or even fishing from shore, because we fished for northern pike with tip-ups, and you'd be surprised how many people have not a clue what the heck a tip-up is, but it's a device that you set in a hole that you dig in the ice, and we had to do that, and it has a flag on it, and when a fish bites, the flag goes up. Well, the fun part of it all was that for many years, when we got the tip-ups in place and the holes dug, the tip-ups in place, we used minnows for bait in those days to catch northern pike. We would go to shore and gather up some leaves and some dry grass and some small twigs, and then we would build a little fire. And then we'd add some more wood to it. And I'll tell you, Larry, there's nothing in my memory that beats sitting by a campfire on the shore of Mount Morris Lake, watching our tip-ups as a trickle of smoke goes up through the trees, and we're warm, and we have old logs down trees to sit on, and we're spinning stories. Oh, my gosh, the stories. The neighbors were there fishing, our farm neighbors, and we would sit on this log and watch the stove and watch the tip-ups. It was absolutely wonderful. There was so much more, and I say this often, there's so much more to fishing than catching fish. I'll say that twice. There's so much more to fishing than catching fish. And it's the memories of things like the campfire that we sat around that brings back to me how people got together as people and shared stories. If they caught a fish, that was something extra. Interestingly enough, nobody would admit that, but I know that was a feeling that many people had.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And you used, I mean, you look at the guys and gals ice fishing today with their powerized machinery to get the ice holes open in about, 20 seconds or 30 seconds. You used a spud, which was it made from an axle or something?
Yeah, I tell you what, Larry, our fishing chisel was a Model T Ford truck axle. that the blacksmith in Wild Rose had sharpened to one end to a sharp point, And the other end, he drilled a hole through it, and you put a, he put a stick of a piece of leather through there so you could put it on your hand. And the thing was heavy. Oh, my gosh. You, when you were pounding a hole in the ice, you didn't have to use any force. You just lifted it up and dropped it, and pretty soon you had a hole. And one of the problems we had sometimes, not very often, but occasionally, the hole was too small for the fish. Now, that may be a fish story, but it happened on occasion. And my brother Daryl, one time, when I'm on Morris Lake, Step Up goes up. Well, we always all run out there to watch what's going on. Lots of advice. Give the fish more line. Pull him in. Let him be. All contradictory advice. And he's sitting there. He's sitting there, and he's got this line coming out of the water. And it's jerking. Oh, my gosh. He says, it's on. It's on. He starts pulling it in. Lo and behold, he brings up to the hole a 10-pound northern pike that was 30-some inches, 36 inches long, I think it was. And we had to chop the hole a bit larger to get that big pike onto the ice. I mean, I never caught a northern that big. And so he had the record. A 10-pound fish puts up quite a fight, I tell you. Even in the wintertime when the ice is, when the line is thick and the, everything is slowed down a little bit, a northern pike that weighs 10 pounds, you know you caught a fish when you caught a northern pike weighing that much.
What surprised me about your stories involving spuds was that it doesn't sound like you ever had one go through the ice and then lose track of it.
I would not admit that.
And down to the bottom it went.
I can remember we spent most of an afternoon trying to recover this very one that I this chisel that I just talked about, because it was so darn special. I mean, it was handmade, and we knew the blacksmiths who made it, and now the darn thing is sitting in the mud in the bottom of Mount Morris Lake. And we finally were able to get a piece of wire down 10 feet to hang on. Well, we saved it.
Jerry Apps, our guest today, his book, you're going to have some fun reading this one. It's titled Lunkers, Keepers, and Ones That Got Away. Subtitled Fishing Tales from Four Generations of Anglers. I bet you've got a fishing story or two. I hope you'll join in and let us know about it during our spring member drive. And Jill Nadobak with us to talk about the drive. You know, we're just here to raise the money that pays for the programs like this one, and I hope you'll support us in that endeavor. It's your support that makes the difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I was just thinking, Larry, it's like the cost of a ticket to anything that's entertaining today. Think about how much that costs, and then think how much that you would like to pay for this entertainment that you were just hearing right now, or for the news or the great journalism. And all of that is listener powered. And that means that your support makes WPR's news analysis, the conversations, and the weekend fun available not only for yourself, but for the entire community. So thank you for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might not know this, but there are high schools and colleges that use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. Educators recognize the students can learn a lot about current events, about great books, history, and a lot more from listening to the discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, and Wisconsin Master Gardeners get credit for listening to Garden Talk on Fridays. You know, your gift makes WPR an educational resource that's available throughout the state and beyond. You have a powerful, lasting influence when you support these programs with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You should make the gift that works for you. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month or something else.
Something else, whatever. Maybe that's what you pay for streaming services for your family or your family phone plan. And like we said, a ticket to an event. Listening to WPR is something that you do every day. So put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I've decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
You can do that by going to WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
Now, you might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
And now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month. You choose what's best for you and then give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can add the latest WPR t-shirt to your wardrobe and let everyone know that you're a WPR listener. Ask for yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I love what Rita in Madison says. She said, public radio is a necessity.
I like that, too. Is it a necessity for you? Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you along today on WPR News as we talk with Jerry Apps about his latest book, Lunkers, Keepers, and Ones That Got Away. And you can join in, too, with your own stories at 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. We were talking about losing a spud ice fishing, but I know your dad, you had a story about your dad losing his spinning rod.
Well, that's right. And we've had all kinds of adventures along those lines. I must tell this story because it's pretty much on me. This happened fairly recently. Well, not recently, like 10 years ago. I was in my early 80s at the time, and I was still actively fishing. And it was an opening day event, and my brother Donald and I had, for many years, we'd opened up the first day of fishing with together. So we are in Donald's new boat. Well, it was a new used boat. It was a flat boat because I had trouble getting in and out of his other boat that had high sides. So this was flat. You could get into it, get onto it easily. And on a boat, some of you remember this kind of a boat, there were pedestal seats that you could sit on, quite comfortable, really. And so we're at Gilbert Lake, and it's the opening day of fishing season. It's a little chilly, I don't know, maybe 50 degrees. And we're chugging across the lake because we fished in Gilbert Lake many times. It's between Wild Rose and Walpaca. And we found the spot where we had caught fish previously, and it was fairly deep, I don't know, 40, 50 feet deep. And Donald stops the boat, and he says, Jerry, could you drop the anchor? Because I think this is the right spot. And so I get up from the pedestal chair, and I go around, and I grab the anchor, and I walk toward the front of the boat, and the boat's bobbing a little bit, there's a little breeze, and I grab hold of the pedestal seat, and darned if the thing didn't break off, and the seat and I fell in the lake. Well.
And you're 80 years old.
Yes, and I went right straight to the bottom. I mean, I was later kidded of looking for fish, and I didn't. I must say I didn't bother to check as I went sliding down through the bottom, and I hit the bottom of the lake. And I one of the things, I never let anybody in one of my boats without wearing a life vest, and I was wearing a life vest, thank goodness. I shot up to the top, absolutely wet from one end to the other. My brother is aghast. He's thinking this old guy's going to have a heart attack right here on Gilbert Lake. And no, I wasn't had a heart attack. I said, get me in the boat. He could not get me onto the boat. The other guy couldn't crawl onto the boat. So he says, hold on. And he drove the boat to shore, pulling me along behind. Can you imagine? If anybody was watching, it would have been a sight to see this old guy soaked from one end to the other, hanging on for dear life to the anchor rope as we drags me to shore. I climb up on shore, and good Lord, I begin taking off clothes, and my brother is just scared to death. He says, are you okay? Are you okay? I says, no, I'm wet and I'm cold. Anyway, I survived, obviously, and it's one of those stories that you don't like to read. You wouldn't want to repeat it, but it's sort of funny when you think about it.
Well, I'm remembering now what he said when you came popping up. He said, I think he said, what did you do that for? Or something.
Yeah, that's right.
If I'm remembering that story right.
broke the seat off his boat, and it fell in the drink, too.
Oh, man. Well, you talk about, fishing in the boundary waters and what a special place it was, and just mishaps. There's one guy that I wouldn't mention Ron Seeley's name, but he was fishing in the – oh, I'm sorry, I mentioned it. He was fishing in the boundary waters with another guy, and they put their canoe up, and they went to bed, and when they woke up in the morning, the canoe was gone. And they were in the boundary waters, and you know, you never know if anybody's going to come along. And finally, somebody did come along and pick them up and took them to find that canoe that was. They had no idea. But your memories, you had some great memories of the boundary waters.
Well, my son Steve and I, can you believe it? We went to the boundary waters for 25 consecutive years, always right after Labor Day when the crowds were few. And we would find a campsite in the boundary waters that was not close to anything. We wanted, not that we hated people, but we wanted to be alone in the wilderness because we wanted to hear the loons. And we had a bear in camp one time. I could tell you that story. I'm cooking supper, and I'm the world's worst cook. There's no question about it. But it must have tantalized the nostrils of this bear, black bear, great big bugger, comes walking down the trail, sniffing. I go, holy Moses, what do I do now? And Steve is fishing. In turns, I said, Steve, turn around. He said, oh, whoa. And now I said, now what do I do? Do I jump up and down? Do I yell? Or do I give him something to eat? What am I going to do? He comes within about 10 feet of me, and we look at each other, and I think he decides that that meal is not to his liking, and he turns around and walks away. And I am about ready to die at that moment. I tell you, I really didn't know what the heck to do. Because we didn't have any bear spray or any of that kind of stuff. And a black bear is generally not a problem, but they do like to eat. And there's something about what I was cooking at first appealed, but later he didn't think it was so good.
Jerry Apps, our guest today. It's always a great pleasure to talk with Jerry, and I always thank him so much. We've had many visits together, and his book, You're going to enjoy. It's Lunkers, Keepers, and Ones That Got Away, Fishtails from Four Generations of Anglers. So, thanks so much.
Thanks. I should add Wisconsin Historical Society Press. They're the publisher.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Jerry. And thanks to Jill Nadeau, who's been laughing uproariously here on the sidelines as we talked about
it. Trying to laugh quietly, Larry. It's not easy for me.
Well, it's one of the fun things we do when we're here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Jerry Apps and I have spent many, many times talking about probably close to all of his books over the years. And it's been a lot of fun doing it. And your gift keeps these programs possible. It keeps them on the air. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if not, there's no time like the present to fund the independent journalism and meaningful conversations that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. You choose the amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're listener supported here. I know Jerry Apps has been a longtime supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in so, so many ways. We're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
You know, you listen to WPR month after month and year after year. Well, now donate the same way you listen. Become a sustaining member. You'll make ongoing contributions of, say, $10 or $20 a month for as long as you wish.
And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the programs you love. Don't delay. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau asking for your support to support the quality programs that you value on WPR with your gift. Your contribution, $10, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a huge difference.
You know, many listeners become donors out of a sense of shared commitment because you think of WPR as a resource that should be available to all and because you yourself have been getting value out of it over the last year or two or more. It's time to put something back in.
So you're making a donation for yourself, but also for your community, and the amount is up to you. The important thing is that you participate. Make that first ever gift, say $10, $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And don't forget about the T-shirt.
That's right. Don't forget, because we have a new one, and it certainly looks like spring. So let the world know that you're a WPR fan. It's purple. It's orange. It's Wisconsin-themed, and the background is nice and cream-colored. Ask for yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Jackie and Madison had a nice comment.
She did. She said, the Larry Mueller Show has been my favorite show for years.
Jackie, thank you so much for that comment. What about you? I hope you enjoy this program. Jill and I certainly enjoy putting it together every day along with the rest of our crew. And it's important to us. I hope it's important to you as well. And your gift, man, it's really powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mad Dog and Merrill about grilling. That'll be next. But in the meantime, make your contribution right now. And thank you. So great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're taking up grilling with Mad Dog and Merrill coming up next. It's great to have them with us. Always great to have Jill Nadeau with us as well, because here we are in a spring member drive, isn't it, Jill?
That's right. It's spring, Larry. It's actually kind of sounds, feels like summer out there these days.
Yeah, it does indeed. It's grilling time for sure, and it's also donating time, I would say that. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes a big difference.
Maybe we should be giving out brats instead of T-shirts. You know, member drives are really an important time to make sure the funding is in place for the news and the information that you rely on from WPR. Your gifts, your funds, the Larry Mueller Show, as well as all the other WPR shows that you value. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Funding for public media has been in the news a lot in the last few weeks, and we want you to know that while all funding is important, voluntary listener contributions make up the biggest and most reliable source of funding for us.
It does, and that means that your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you ask a WPR member, like me, for example.
And me.
And Jill, why do we give? Well, it feels good. And you feel better about listening to WPR when you give it. It feels good to know that you're part of making something special happen.
That's right. It makes a difference. And I was a member before I was an employee. So make your first ever gift of, you know, maybe it's $10 or maybe it's $20 a month. Enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is my
source for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 during our spring drive. Jill Nadeau has joined me, and we're here to tell you that listener support's the biggest source of our funding. And that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It really does. And giving to WPR is super simple. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. How about $10 a month?
And it comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
If you've already made an annual contribution or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you so much. You are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, join tens of thousands of dedicated WPR members when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's right. You can do so much together. And this member drive, support the WPR programs that you value and ask for your WPR camp mug. And this is a green stainless steel mug.
It's got a handle.
It's got a handle. Although, if I don't camp, Larry, can I still get it?
You can still get it.
Okay, thank you. I've got special permission. Ask for yours when you give $30 a month now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it'd be a great time to become a sustaining member when you do it. It's easy to set up, convenient, and ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
Marcy in Milwaukee says, I learned so much from hearing knowledgeable, informed guests on WPR. And we've got a couple coming up.
We certainly do. A couple of characters as
yeah,
far as.
Characters.
But they're really good grillers.
They are. The best.
Well, your time right now. Very powerful if you make your gift. Makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you so much. And we got to turn to those guys. Mad Dog, are you there?
I sure am, Larry.
Well, that's good to know. Merrill, how about you?
You know, I would be here all the time. I'm here. I'm with you all the way.
Mad Dog and Merrill are better known as, well, Mad Dog and Merrill, I guess. They are nationally known. They're recognized and self-proclaimed grillologists. And the hosts, if you haven't seen their show, their TV show, you got to take a look at it. The TV show is titled Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grilling. They have that TV show. They've written several cookbooks together. They got their own spices and all kinds of things going with them. So we're going to fire up the grill with them right now. And you can join in with your questions, comment, or maybe your story. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Well, spring's here. It's usually grilling time. It certainly is for me. But you guys do it all year round, don't you?
Oh, yes, we certainly do.
Go ahead.
All right. Mad Dog, we'll go to you.
Thank you. Yeah, we do. We certainly do, especially with the technology of the grills nowadays that are on the market. It's so easy. We don't have to mess around with the charcoal anymore. You know, I've got a nice little pellet grill, and I use it all the time. And I use my Bluetooth, and I use my Wi-Fi. I can start the darn thing from the house, and I don't have to worry about a thing in the middle of the winter. So it's all great.
Merrill, are you like some people I know who decide to clean their grill at the start of the year in spring by getting a good coal fire going and then just putting the grill top, the grill back on top of it and then rubbing it carefully with your wire brush? Or should we be doing more than that?
Well, you know, I mean, the main thing is that you want to do, if you haven't, if the grill's been setting for the last 3 or 4 months and you haven't used it, you do want to fire it up, you know, let it go for a good 15, 20 minutes. You want to shut it off. Take some rags, if you like, wipe the top off the grates, take the insides out, wipe the bottom of that grate, clean it off very well, then replace everything, and then you're really all set to really ready to go. You just want to make sure that you got to clean off right off the start.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that for sure. Mad Dog, you mentioned pellet grills. Not everybody knows about pellet grills, I don't think, or how they are used.
Well, you know, you'd actually be pretty shocked. You know, the pellet grill industry is, I don't want to say taking over the market, but and it's actually saving the industries. You know, we got the young adults out there that would rather be on their Wi-Fis and rather be on a computer and be playing games and stuff like that, when they're realizing they can use their Bluetooth like I do and use a Wi-Fi, and they can digitally control that unit. And then they're kind of like appreciating it. So we're talking to 20, 30, 40-year-old men and women who are smoking briskets and racks of ribs and pork shoulders that I never dreamt would ever happen again. So it's kind of nice. The pellet grill industry is great. They got sear stations now where you can throw over a little lever and you got a 1,000-degree temperature for like reverse sear or just searing steaks and hamburgers. They are extremely nice. They're part of our television show, and we love them.
Well, here I sit with two charcoal Weber grills, and then I got a Weber gas grill that I spent more than I spent on my first car for.
Right. That must have been one doozy of a car, Larry.
Oh, it was a dandy.
It sounds like a Studebaker to me.
I can't even tell you what it was my nickname for it. It was called a Comet, but I had another word for it. I spent a whole lot of money fixing that car up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It is amazing. Well, yeah, we're just celebrating our 15th year anniversary of our television show.
I wanted you to talk some more about that because I went back online to your website, Mad Dog and Merrill, and there is a fantastic, if somebody hasn't seen the show before, the excerpts that you've kind of got from the show and a little promotional thing for a few minutes long is, you're going to say, oh, gosh, I got to watch this.
Well, the trailer is great that you're talking about, the little trailer that's on the website and stuff. But actually, our business partner put together a 15-year collage of several of the places that we've been at. It's a two-part series, and it's airing this week and next week in all the stations. But it's just, it's amazing to try to remember. You know the routine when you start doing things for 10, 15, 20, 40, 50 years to remember all the events you're at. And the 15-year anniversary show is just amazing. It really is. And then go to our Facebook and find out how to watch it too. But it's a fun little show. We have a piano man, Fast Freddy, on the keyboards. It's like an old vaudeville show, and probably next to Wisconsin Public Radio, the best entertainment ground.
And you guys, speaking of shows, you guys have got one tomorrow. You're going to be doing your television show from the center of the Northwest Hemisphere. Now, why the heck?
We'll be up in Athens, Wisconsin area at the 4590 geographical marker, and you're absolutely right. It's halfway between the equator and the North Pole, and east and west, there's another center of it. And we're going to be there, and it's, of course, being in Marathon County, we're going to be doing ribs on the grill and also rib steak, because Rib Mountain's right there. And we're just going to have a hoot of a time. In fact, I got some beautiful racks of ribs, the full racks, the full racks of ribs on the grill right now with sauerkraut and butter and beer and brown sugar cooking in a Dutch oven. And that's part of it. They got a cool little prep work right now, so they're cooking with a Dutch oven right now. So we're doing the spare ribs, and we're not doing the baby backs. And the spare ribs are delicious, and they're nice and fatty. They got a lot of meat on there, but they got that great marbleization. And people don't know how to cook them, so we're doing them in Dutch oven. I did one earlier today with our new barbecue sauce. We have a root beer barbecue sauce on the market. Just came out this last month, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. So we did Twigs root beer in with the root beer barbecue sauce after I seared the ribs off, and I cooked those in a Dutch oven, and they turned out phenomenal.
I haven't seen that yet. I mean, is that available? I haven't. I know I see it in some of the store, other products of yours in some stores, but I haven't seen that one yet.
We're really proud that all 50 Fleet Farms took our products, and they're out this week. The root beer barbecue sauce. All the Meijer stores carry it, and also Festival Foods and Piggly Wiggly. So they can find it just about any place now. But we're really proud to get the Fleet Farm stores, too.
Yeah, that's great. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests today, we're talking grilling. We haven't gotten into the grilling part of it yet, but we will get into the grilling part of it. Jill Nadeau's, her mouth is watering as we talk. It's always hard to interview you guys at noon. We haven't eaten anything, and then we're talking about your ribs and the sauerkraut and the butter.
If they start talking about vegetables and fish or shrimp, maybe they'll start to water.
They are good on vegetables. We can get to that definitely with them. And we will as soon as you make your contribution.
That's right.
To WPR during our drive. When you give, you're supporting this program and all the shows at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, your gift during this spring member drive is so important because it directly supports your daily listening, the trustworthy reporting, and the thought-provoking conversations that you come here for are available thanks to you. So choose an amount and then give a gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we tend to have a lot of fun along the way, too.
We try.
You can learn a couple things, but you can also have a lot of fun doing it. And we're listener-supported. We try to do that because we think that helps the whole process. When you can laugh a little bit and have a little bit of fun and learn a couple things along the way, that's what we're all about here. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your contribution.
Why don't you become a sustainer when you do that? You just choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or credit card, and it will continue as long as you'd like.
WPR is one of those things you never want to live without, so make your support ongoing with a sustainable gift. Convenient and flexible as well. Get started now. It could be $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Cheers. Celebrate your love of WPR with the WPR Engraved Camp Mug. This stainless steel mug has a lid and double-wall vacuum insulation. It does a great job of keeping hot beverages hot and cold beverages cold. Where would you take your WPR camp mug?
I would take my mug for a walk around the neighborhood.
I would fill it with delicious instant coffee while I'm gathered around a campfire in the morning.
You won't know what I have inside it, but you will see me with it all summer long.
Take your WPR pride and your favorite beverage on the go for $30 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And your support makes this program and many more possible when you give. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
And however you choose to give, thank you very much. Your support is so powerful. And there's still something more that you can do to help. Tell a friend to join Wisconsin Public Radio. Our community would welcome them.
They certainly will. You can spread your love. Tell your friends. You can inspire them to make a gift. Tell them about the mug and all the T-shirts that Larry has.
That's right. You know, it is surprising that people, some people still don't know about Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's your job to let them know. And when you call up, you can ask for your WPR camp mug. And when you give $30 or more a month, it's a double-walled mug. It's got a lid. Like Larry said, it's got a handle. It's great for sitting around the campfire. And you can show off your WPR mug. So just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Maybe today you make the day you increase your support by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like Sandy in Bailey's Harbor says, I like the expanded airtime for Larry, the Larry Mueller Show. Nice.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I've gotten used to it.
Yeah. A little bit more work.
A little more work, but yeah.
But we enjoy it. And what about you? You enjoy it? Your gift right now will make a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking grilling today with Mad Dog and Merrill. Always great to have them come by and visit with us, especially during our member drive. You can join in. The number's 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. And let's take a call. Tom in New London. We'll go to you. Tom, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mad Dog and Merrill.
Hey, Tom.
Historically, I've done meat on the grill, and my wife does the vegetables inside on the stove or something. But I'd like to begin to do the vegetables on the grill. Can you give me some suggestions for a good vegetable to do and how I would do that on the grill? I imagine it's indirect.
I think he said he still uses charcoal. But.
Sure.
Well, you know something? We do a lot of baby reds and Yukon golds, the smaller Yukon golds, and it's a great vegetable to start with, you know, Wisconsin taters. And we just put a little oil on them, a little seasoning on them, and then go directly over the medium heat, and you just char them until they're done. You know, you can turn them and roll them around. Tomorrow we're doing on the flat top griddle, we're doing, this is for Jill now, we're doing beautiful green beans, portobello mushrooms, spinach, cilantro with a nice little Mediterranean dressing on it. We're stir frying that a little bit with some Parmesan cheese. And we do have some strips of ribeye steaks that we're going to cook kind of rare and then cut them into strips and serve it like a salad at the end. So there's a lot of great ways to do veggies on the grill. Whole carrots on the grill, Brussels sprouts, and not necessarily indirect. You can do them on a nice medium-low heat and get them nice and semi-charred on the outside. Not really charred, but they cook through extremely fast. Good sheer content.
Well said, Mad Dog.
And you know, Tom, hang on listening here, because I bring this up every single time they're on, because one time Mad Dog and Merrill came to my house, And they were really good about this. We had a little listener dinner kind of thing at my house. and they did beets. And yeah. I thought, what the beets on the Mad Dog, tell Tom about beets on the grill and how you do them.
Well, first of all, you go to your local farmer's market right when they're in season, and they're one of the first vegetables in the midsummer, and you dust them off a little bit, you wash them up, and all you really do is toss them right on the darn grates of the grill, and you cook them like we talked about with the little Yukon Golds and the little red potatoes, the baby reds, and you cook them the same way until they're you can pierce them with a fork all the way through, and they are the most delicious ones in the world. They are delicious. Now, I think in your case, I think we cheated a little bit and used the canned beets, but they're the whole beets, and they're just absolutely delicious. They're all pre-cooked, so you just roll them around a little bit, slash a little Italian dressing on them, and they were good, weren't they?
Oh my goodness me! And you had other vegetables as well, and I questioned about the beets, but then. And I think Mad Dog, you were the one that said to me, "Oh, you just wait; those beets will all be gone." And
they were today buttery delicious, weren't they?
I went back for seconds, and there were no seconds. Somebody else had beat me to it, and they were all gone. Tom, if you want to try something really different. Your wife's going to go crazy over those beets on the grill.
And you know something? I just butt in here, Larry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, have you ever done radishes?
You know something? We tried bacon wrapped radishes were a hot item for a little bit. So we tried them on the grill, and they get a little too soft texture. I want a nice, crispy, firm, bitey radish. But we tried them, and we tried bacon-wrapped Oreos, too, and that didn't work out too well.
Oh, my God. Well, I wonder why. That sounds disgusting.
Well, it was a trend, and when you look at things like Facebook and this Internet stuff on that everybody's trying, if you don't try it, then you're not part of the vogue people grilling.
True.
But I think, truthfully, our favorite vegetable to do on the grill is take a nice 6-7 inch zucchini when they're nice and firm. You cut it into pickle shaped spears, quarter them up into pickle shaped spears. And there's a couple ways you can do them. Roll them in Italian dressing, roll them in Parmesan cheese, and just toast them on the grill. But we roll them in Italian dressing, roll them in Parmesan cheese, and then we mummify them in bacon. And then you slow cook them indirect that way on the grill. And it's like candy, like bacon and candy on the inside. They're so sweet and delicious. It's great.
Oh, when you talk Parmesan cheese, I like to do that with asparagus.
Yes. Yeah, Meryl taught me that one.
Meryl, how do you...
Asparagus is so easy to do on the grill. All what you need to do is... I like using Italian dressing all the time. Marinate it in some Italian dressing. Take the, marinate that in the bag. Take the asparagus, I call it asparagus. You take the asparagus out of the grill, out of the bag, place it on the grill, roll the asparagus around it, and sprinkle the mozzarella cheese on it. It's just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I love asparagus that way. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. And, you two advocate for buying locally grown and harvested food. Mad Dog, you want to talk about that?
Yes. Doing this as, 46 plus years as Mad Dog and Merrill. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, locally grown. But it means more now than ever, of course. And it's just better quality. It's better for the environment because it travels less to get to your table, and it's just good for the local economy. It really is. So buying local, it's a local farmer's market. Make it a family tradition. Take the kids, take the nephews, take the grandkids to a local farmer's market when they start up, and they're starting up really soon now. We always try to promote two different associations here in Wisconsin, and something special from Wisconsin. If you go to them, you can find out where to find those locally sourced items that you might be looking for in particular. And also another great one, and we do a lot of work with Wisconsin Ag Tourism. And honest to goodness, if you want to take some day trips during the summertime, winter, fall, spring, you got corn mazes, out there. You got strawberry fest, you got mushroom fest, you got cranberry fest, you got wine tours, you got beer festivals, all these different things that are based on Wisconsin agriculture that are fun events here in Wisconsin, and you know, keep the money locally. It's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely is. And you're also, and before we take some calls, you're also involved in something called Grilling with a Purpose.
We're giving 1%, and 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but we're giving 1% of all our profits this year, our net profits from the barbecue sauces. I think it's net, could be gross. That's our business partner that's helping out with it. But 1%, and then you take other companies giving 1% and 1% and 1%, and it all goes to the great cause, and it's just another way to give back. You know what I'm saying? It's just another way to give back. I've been blessed working with Merrill for 46 years.
That's about time he starts giving me back. You know what I'm saying? Money-wise.
My back is so sore from carrying you for 46 years. It's terrible.
I know I've gotten heavier, but it's worth it, that's for sure.
You think Jerry Apps got some fish tails? I got some tails to tell, let me tell you that.
Hey, they're both the same, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, man. Well, Lennon Appleton has a question or a comment. Let's go there. Hi, Len. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Larry. And hello, boys. How are you? Len Nelson here. Known you guys for, 30, 40 years, something like that?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I still brag about the chili cook-off at work that you guys picked my Texas Red as the winner, so appreciate that. It's the only thing I've ever won in the culinary world. But, hey, I got a question. Big debate in Wisconsin is when you're making brats, a lot of people call it parboiling, like you're making brats in beer, right? And so I don't think you should boil the brats ahead of time because it kind of might cook out the juices before you put them on the grill, but I sort of simmer them for a while to get them at least hot, and then I put them on the grill so they don't have to be on the grill so long and they stay a lot juicier. Then I put them back in the beer and onions. Wondering what you guys think is the best method. Put them straight on the grill, simmer them first, parboil them. What do you do?
That's always been a big controversy of everybody talking about how you do your brats. One way we like to do it is just go ahead and brown them up and then put them in a beer brine, you know, and put a little onions, green pepper in there, sauerkraut, then let them simmer
butter,
in that.
Butter?
Oh, yeah, I can't forget butter. I'm sorry. Gotta have butter. There are so many different ways. We get asked that all the time.
And I don't think it's how you cook your brats as much as it goes back to buying local, supporting local. You know, when we started 46 years ago, there were just bratwursts. That was it. Now we've got all these beautiful local butcher shops, meat shops throughout Wisconsin cropping up. And they've been there for years, but some new ones cropping up. And they got 30, 40 different flavors of bratwurst. And you can sit and experiment all summer long on bratwurst alone and enjoy them all. And it doesn't matter how you cook them. It just goes back to going to that local meat market and trying different varieties. They're great ones out there.
Oh, there are indeed. Len, thanks a lot for calling. Again, you can join in. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. You know, we were talking with Jerry Apps about his book about fishing, and we haven't talked about grilling fish yet. And I think a lot of people might be interested in your comments on grilling fish.
Salmon is a good one to start, whether it's lake trout or salmon, because it's the most forgiving. It's got those great oils in there, great omegas in there, so you can overcook it a tad bit. You don't have to worry. Leave the skin on it. We do a coffee rub. We were just on Fox 11. They air our television show weekly here. So we were just on with the new with Jill's new show there, lifestyle show. And we did cedar plank salmon. So we took equal parts of brown sugar, coffee, and herbs and spices. We made a coffee rub. We put it on top of the salmon. We slapped that on a wet plank. And all we simply do is char a tip of the plank so that it heats the plank and gets some smoke going. And the rest of the plank is off to the side a little bit so it's not over the direct heat, just so it, you know, gets the rotating. Anyway, we cooked that salmon for a half hour, 30 minutes. Turned out delicious, nice and firm and wonderful. You know, you can do walleye, you can do catfish, you can do anything else on the grill. It helps to have a cast iron skillet when you get to the crappies and the bluegills and the such like that, and then pan fry them. So, but fish on the grill, we do a lot of shrimp, we do a lot of mussels, we do a lot of scallops.
Oh man, scallops on the grill! I've never done scallops on the grill.
Oh God! The best way, truthfully, is a cast iron skillet, nice hot skillet, and you know, just a little oil and flour those little devils, and just a few minutes on both sides, and toss a little garlic in with them, ooh, they're good. I love them.
Oh man, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
I was hungry before anyway.
before we get Jill upset, we won't talk about frog legs on the grill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
How long would you do a frog leg on the grill? Not to bother Jill too much, but
it really doesn't take that long to do frog legs, as long as you've got them oiled up in your favorite seasoning. But they only take about 4 or 5 minutes on each side. Go with a little bit lower heat, but oh, they're excellent. They're one of my favorites.
They are delicious, and if you get some good squid, the body of the squid. And you do the, you know, little glisten of oil, and you do like you would a morel mushroom. You can do it in a skillet, or you can do it directly on the grease of the grill. But just open them up slightly, and then a little oil and seasonings, and just nice soft little touch heat, and they're just phenomenal. There's so many things you can do on the grill.
You guys are phenomenal, and it's great to have you on during our spring member drive. And Jill Nadeau has been throwing, and she cringes a little bit when we get her out of the meat because she doesn't eat any of it. But maybe you're like Jill, or maybe you're like me and enjoys ribs and everything else you find on the grill. We cover it all here on WPR, and we're in our drive. Very important that you help support all the programs you enjoy today. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's right. We try to have something for everybody. And Wisconsin Public Radio is listener powered. And that means that your support makes WPR's news, analysis, conversations, and weekend fun, as well as weekday fun. Come on, we're having fun here. Available not only for yourself, but for the entire community. You're sharing. Thank you for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's your radio station. You come here for talk about ideas, whether it's an interesting little nugget or something big that could change history.
That's right. Your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That is the power of great radio programs like the ones right here on WPR, and that's the power of your support.
Tom, who called in earlier, is going to I bet he's going to try beets. I bet he's going to try beets
too.
On the grill. And so that's his little tidbit.
I'm going to try radishes.
I don't know about the radishes.
Slice them. If you slice them, they'll be good, I'll bet.
Well, all right. This may have, should we talk about the drive? I suppose we
oh,
should.
Oh, that's right. That's why we're here.
We got to drive. We joke around a little bit, but it really is important. You can become part of the service. And we have thousands of people who rely on us, and for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, actually, who rely on us for good programming. And you can help make a difference for those hundreds of thousands of people and all the other folks here in Wisconsin. Make a difference. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Now think about maybe just giving a dollar a day. Maybe that's the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. And when you think about it, a dollar a day is really a great value. It's certainly less than a cup of coffee or a soda these days, or certainly a day of cell phone service.
I'm way over a dollar a day. But a dollar a day, it's $30 a month.
Yes.
Okay? And you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account. You can put it on your charge card, but do it right now. Make your gift. It's an amount that should be right for you. That's what I like to say. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Bruce, thank you very much. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mealer with Jill Nadeau. Your gift right now is important because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And maybe you've been listening to WPR without giving because you didn't know that we're listener-supported. Well, obviously we are. The largest source of funding for WPR programs comes from listeners.
Or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. You're still listening, so now's the perfect time to support the programming you rely on. Your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And don't forget about the camp mug.
That's right. You can ask for your WPR camp mug. It's a lovely green stainless. It's a green that will not blend in when you drop it. So it's a bright green, a stainless steel mug with a lid that keeps your hot beverages hot and your cold ones cold. Ask for yours when you give $30 a month. Now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now's a great time to become a sustaining member, easy to set up, those convenient ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Maxwell in Eau Claire says, I love the routine of listening to a variety of news every day while I'm on the road for work, no matter where I am in the state.
Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Talking grilling today with Mad Dog and Merrill. It's great to have them with us. They're nationally recognized grillologists, the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', and several cookbooks together and all kinds of spices and everything else that they've connected with grilling that you could imagine available. And the website, by the way, Mad Dog is, I just wrote in Mad Dog and Merrill to find it, but.
It's days of entertainment right there. It really
We're
is.
We're talking days.
Yeah, we have our own YouTube channel and everything else, you know. So, you know, we got, and you can stream live, not stream live, but you can do like Roku and everything else. You know, if you go to Mad Dog and Merrill, you can find out how to watch the television show that way. I just checked on those ribs in that Dutch oven in between the break there. And those ribs with that sauerkraut are just smelling just absolutely delicious. You know, the Dutch oven, you know, just what a way to cook, you know. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. That's a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Bill, have you ever done zucchini paddles on the grill? Just nice zucchini paddles and made them into maybe sandwich forms in place of meat?
No, I have not, but I've heard of that. You know, and I've got a little charcoal grill, so I don't have anything fancy. Yep. So it's a lot of work to do it.
Well, you can pan fry. You know, just cut them into like half-inch strips lengthwise, cut the ends off half inch strips, and just a little oil or Italian dressing or oil and season them and just pan fry them till they're tender and put them into a nice whole wheat hoagie bun or something, maybe with a little pizza sauce and onion and pepper and black olives on it. And stuff.
That sounds wonderful.
If you do cheese, you want to melt a little cheese over the top.
Yes.
And there's so many veggies you can do on the grill. There's, you know, it's just it's kept us busy for 46 years.
Bill in Oregon, Wisconsin emailed. Now, here's a beet guy, and he said, if you're starting with big beets from the grocery store, you got to peel those beets. You got to cut them into quarters to half-inch slices. Toss them with some salt and pepper, a bit of olive oil. grill a couple of minutes per side, depending on the heat, then move them to indirect heat for 5 to 10 minutes, depending on thickness, and serve. Oh, he serves them with some warm goat cheese.
Oh, delish. Delish.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah.
That is
very, very, very good as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. It sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a bit about planning a menu. Is there a trick to getting everything done at the same time on the grill? I mean, I've got all these grills, so I can get them going in different directions. And
you know, timing is amazing. You know, it's like I'm doing prep work today for the television show tomorrow. In the TV show, you know, we have 3 segments. Each segment has at least 2 different recipes. So we got 6 recipes going on. And at the end, you want to display everything. So timing is everything. And something, Marilyn, I never thought we would do is accessorize with a good digital meat thermometer and just get a good meat thermometer because, you know, cuts of meat are getting leaner and leaner, Larry. Jill, you wouldn't know that, but the cuts of meat are getting leaner and leaner. We have to treat them with tender, loving care. We don't have the marbleization and the fat. Except for some of the good butcher shops that are cropping up, got the Berkshire hogs and good marbleization going on. But, you know, we have to treat them with more tender, loving care, and you do have to find things out a little bit differently.
How do you, I'll put you on the spot. Which meat thermometer do you use?
I guess it's a commercial plug, and I apologize, but we're talking about the Pellet Grills Pit Boss. Pit Boss, if you go on their website, they got so many. They got a smoke tubes on there that you can add smoke no matter if you have an electric grill, a charcoal grill, a pellet grill. It doesn't matter. But they got a digitally controlled one meat thermometer that you can actually recharge the battery in it. It comes with like a telephone little cord charger. And you open it up. And for us, Larry, it's large print. and it really is, and you know the Pork Association, they would cringe if they looked at Betty Crocker and Fannie Farmer, you know, 35 years ago at 185 degrees, because if you got a pork tenderloin and you pop it off at 140, 142 degrees, let it raise up to 145, 147, you cut into that pork tenderloin, it's pink on the inside, the juices run clear. You can literally cut it with a butter knife. And it's the most delicious cut of meat in the world. But when you overcook something that's lean, you know, like we did a lot of goat and a lot of lamb this last couple of years. And venison, wild game is the same principle. You know, if you don't catch it at 135 to 140, it's I don't want to say it's inedible, but, you know, it's so lean cut of meat and healthy for you. It's healthy for you, but it's lean.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, I want to bring up the smoke tube. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I used a smoke tube yesterday, and I didn't even use the – I put it on the – used it in the grill, but I didn't even start the grill. But yesterday, I went ahead and smoked some bourbon. I smoked some almond nuts on there, and I actually smoked some fish on there also, some salmon, cool smoked it. Came out absolutely excellent. It was just phenomenal. And then I actually, another big thing is smoking cream cheese. You go ahead and sear the cream cheese a little bit if you want to, or if you want, just do some knife marks on it, place it on the grill, and let it go for about close to 2 hours of cool smoking. But it's absolutely great. Season it up. Had it on crackers. It was fantastic.
So the smoke tube, Larry, the smoke tube is a stainless steel with perforated holes in it. You fill it up. It's a tube with one open end. You fill it up with wood pellets that you put in a pellet grill. You use a natural starter or a butane torch to ignite it, and they're dry pellets, so it takes just a matter of like 2-3 minutes. It'll flame up. And like any fire starts, it flames up for about 2-4 minutes. It'll die down, but all those little embers are going in the pellets. You set it gently on your grill or inside your grill, and it'll bellow of smoke like you wouldn't believe. And there's different size ones that'll go for, you know, you can smoke when you're smoking brisket or pork shoulders, they'll go for 6-7 hours. But in our case, if you do hamburgers or steaks or chicken thighs or breasts or something like that, you can add smoke to it that way, or like Meryl said, you can cool smoke cheese, bourbon, shrimp. You can make your own lox. I know people who have the smoke tube and just do the salmon and cool smoke it for several hours with that tube, and you got your own lox, you know, for lox and bagels.
And on that lox and bagels note, you got me so hungry. I've got to hurry up and get this program over with so I can go get something to eat, man.
I got ribs and kraut for you.
Mad Dog and Merrill. Oh, what is so much fun having them on the show. And we have to get them back when we have even more time to talk with them, Jill.
For sure.
They're a lot of fun to talk with. And we're in our spring member drive. We're coming up to the end of our show today, so it's important to remind you that as a listener, you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. And I guess that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide our biggest source of funding. And when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible.
And thank you so much if you've already given. If not, there's no time like the present to fund the independent journalism and meaningful conversations that you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. So choose the amount and then make a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, those last couple of minutes when Mad Dog was talking about proper temperature and when to take meats, for example, off, or when Merrill was talking about the smoke and mentioned some items that I hadn't even thought about.
Cream cheese. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so good.
Bourbon.
That wasn't where I was going, Larry, but you know, you like what you like.
I mean, we had a couple of tips there right at the end that are, you know, a broad range of people could benefit from that. And we're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your contribution.
And ongoing monthly gift is a reliable and convenient way to support WPR programs. In fact, more than 26,000 sustainers agree.
Join them, and we think you'll like it. Set up a monthly amount to come from your bank account, or even, some people do put it on their credit card so they get the miles, I think is what they
do. It's better for us if you do it on your bank account, but you know, you gotta weigh that.
Well, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yes.
Your donation, it's going to come automatically when you do it that way, and it's good for us, and it's easy for you to get started. A gift, 10, 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it provides an unbiased report of news, information. It's a one-stop shopping center for information and learning, as far as I'm concerned. I do not listen to commercial radio anymore. I have no time for it. I don't like to be shouted at. I like to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I appreciate all of that because that makes that listening so much more enjoyable.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, counting on your support for the quality program you value with WPR during our spring member drive. I hope you'll help us out. Contribution, $10, $20, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a big difference.
That's right. And you can turn on your radio every day or your streaming service or whatever without any upfront charge. And you can enjoy hours of, you know, in-depth conversations, great entertainment. And WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help cover the costs.
And we have so much fun putting this program on. Jill and I get lots of laughs, but we also get, I think we get a lot of emails. We get a lot of comments back from people about a way that they've been helped through the program, through our program. I hope you'll contribute right now as we end the show. Go to WPR.org, make your contribution, or you just phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for contributing, and thanks for listening today. It's been a lot of fun.